awesome. You know, he's an Olympic champion. I'm an Olympic champion now. Still not sure if I'm in his league, but you know, it's just awesome to be coached by a guy like that. And just thank him for, you know, everything. I owe him a lot, so this means a lot to have him with me.
He's getting pretty old. You can certainly ankle pick him now.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think he ankle picked me the other day in practice, but now he's the dude. Still can wrestle hard, and he's kind of a freak, you know. He's a phenom, and you know, he goes hard every day. He's like the last one out of the wrestling room every day, so I mean, he still goes.
Growing up in
Yeah, you know, Bakersfield's awesome. So, you know, I guess it puts it on the map. But, you know, it's a great place to be. And I'm glad I'm from there and all the support I have from there. So it's great.
Jake, there was a point.
What's that? My cousin.
Your cousin.
My cousin, yeah.
Jake, there was a point, I think it was the Georgian, where there was a ball draw that you kind of needed to go your way. You get him in a second, and then from there, it wasn't smooth sailing, but I mean, from there, that seemed to be a turning point. Did you see it that way?
Yeah, you know, I don't like going with ball draw, but sometimes it happens. I think I had two of them, and I won them both. But, you know, once I saw that I won that, won the period, I knew I had to go out there and score some points because I didn't want to go there again. But just knew I had more points on the board than him. So.
Jake, it didn't seem like you were willing to completely smile on the podium. Are you still fighting an opponent there and emotions? Kale said, I don't really know how he would celebrate this. He's pretty – I had to push him back on the stage to run around. But
Yeah. You know, I expect to win, and, you know, every time I step on the mat, I expect to win. So, you know, I think I smile more than I usually do, but, you know, it's just exciting to have my family here and stuff so I can go spend it with them. So
how do you celebrate? Well, how does, you know, Jake Varner celebrate?
I don't know, probably some chocolate milk or some Mountain Dew or something like that, you know. I don't.
Jake, there was a point this week where the Greco team didn't pull any golds, and the women had, a rough first day. There's a lot of talk that maybe USA Wrestling was on a downslide. Now you come first time two freestyle wrestlers won gold since 96. I mean, is this a statement that the freestyle program's a lot better than maybe some people think?
Yeah, you know, everybody seems like they're always more negative than they are positive. You know, that's, everyone always, you know, thinks of the worst. And it's probably not a good way to think. And that's why we stay positive and we go out and do our job. And, you know, Greco had a rough tournament. Women's kind of had a rough one. And that's how it goes sometimes. You know, that's how the cookie crumbles. But, you know, we went out there and did our job. You know, we probably, you know, everybody wanted to win. Everyone wanted to be on the medal stand. But, just means you got to go back to the drawing board. I mean, even the guys that won, you know, they still go back to the drawing board and see what they got to do. But, you know, one tournament doesn't mean anything, you know, as far as what the results were. It's what you do can.
What were your thoughts when you found out you weren't going to face the guy everybody thought you were going to face in the final?
I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, you can't really think ahead. You know, the match wasn't wrestled yet, and everybody thought it was going to be one guy, and it was another. But, you know, you don't really think about that. You just wait till you see who you're going to wrestle, and you just stay focused and just focus on what you're going to do out there.
What will this mean to people at Iowa State? Kale left a humongous mark there. Dan Gable's been here this weekend. You've got a piece of that now.
Yeah, you know, I think there's only been five gold medalists from Iowa State, and I think I was the sixth. And it's just awesome to be in that group of guys. You know, it's something special, and, you know, just great to be part of that tradition now.
How much does the $250,000 help as you push for Rio?
That's pretty sweet, you know. It's not, I don't even know what to say, but, you know, you don't come out here to wrestle for the money. It's for the gold medal, and I guess the money's kind of icing on the cake. It's an incentive to go out there and do your job. But regardless if there's that prize or not, we're going to do our job anyways. It's nice to have.
Jake, you guys were 2 points off the team title. You got third, tied for third. You guys were talking about, you know, winning world team titles and getting to this point where year in, year out, you're contending with Rush and George Azerbaijan. Are you guys set to take that next step now as a team?
Yeah, you know, we have the wrestlers. We're deep with wrestlers. You know, guys just got to go out there and do their jobs. You know, freestyles. It's kind of a game, you know, and you just got to figure out how to play a game. And that's just how the rules are now. But you got to accept the rules for what they are. You know, you can't just hate the rules. You got to like them no matter what. And just go out there and do your job. And we got guys that can do that.
What has Kale done for you wrestling? What brought you to him in the first place? And can you just
explain? When I took my recruiting trip to Iowa State and met him, I knew that that's where I needed to be. And he was going to get to me to my ultimate goal, which is a gold medalist at the Olympics. And you know, that's what he did. That's what I told myself when I met him, you know, and he knew that he could do it. I knew that that's who I had to be with, and, you know, that was the whole plan once I went to college, was to be with him after I met him, and, you know, and stuck with the plan. You know, if you stick with the plan, it's going to work out for you.
Are your parents here?
Yes. Yeah.
I asked your dad before about, you know, what about $250,000, and he goes, oh, but they take taxes on that.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Have you done the math on that, and is that kind of your family all low-keys, that stuff?
You'd probably get like $20 out of it. They take taxes out of it, but I guess it's still a nice chunk of change to have lying around. But it's nice to have. So it's just thank Mike Novogratz and Dave Barry and all the Living the Dream Metal Fund people that are involved with that for you know, putting the money down for that. You know, it's kind of a big thing for USA Wrestling. You know, we're the only country that doesn't get supported by the government. You know, we don't get paid by the government, so it's nice to have that, somebody out there, people out there supporting us.
Yes, Jordan Burroughs about, you know, how long we stay with it, and what's your plan? Have you thought through year by year?
We'll see. You know, I love wrestling, and I love competing, and, you know, I don't really know what to think right now. I'm not done. I'm not saying I'm done. You know, this was my goal, to be an Olympic gold medalist, but you know, we'll see. You know, just gonna enjoy the moment right now and make plans later. So,
wait, were you all 4 years with Kale, or is it Bobby in the beginning? Or
my true freshman year was Coach Douglas.
Yeah, okay.
And then my first year competing, Kale took over. Coach Kale took over, and then he was there until my junior year, and then he took the job at Penn State. So then I was under Coach Jackson for a year. I actually moved the day after I graduated. I loaded up and drove out there.
So you were 2 years, I would say, with Kale.
Three. Okay. Actually, 4 years with Kale.
Yeah.
Including my true freshman.
You mean you literally drove out there?
Yeah.
How long's that drive?
It was like 14 and a half hours.
What'd you do to fill the time in a car?
I slept and made my mom drive. No, I drove a little bit. My parents drove. My grandfather came and had my dog with me, so it was nice.
You guys have a regional training center now, and State College, obviously, won the NCAA team title. You guys have got some momentum.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to have that site there. You know, obviously, the college team does good. You know, we get, you know, stuff like that. That's how you keep those things alive. And, you know, it's got a great college program there. You know, Coach Kale and Coach Cunningham, Coach Cody is doing a great job there with those guys. And, you know, they're the returning national champs, and, you know, those guys have helped me along the way as well. So, you know, it's a good place to be.
They always ask people when they get a gold medal, does it feel different? I don't know if you bit it. Does it taste different? What, you own it now. What's it like?
Kind of like it's just cool to have, you know. It's so crazy.
Has it been hard in State College at all with all the other stuff going on, or have you guys been able to ignore that and just...
You don't really pay attention to that. You know, that's got nothing to do with wrestling. In my opinion, you know, I just don't really pay attention to it. You know, it's got nothing to do with me. So, you know, I don't give an opinion on it. I don't really pay attention to it too much. You know, and let the people who are supposed to take care of it take care of it. So,
will you go celebrate anywhere? I mean, you drink chocolate milk. And,
I don't know if I was joking about that. No, I mean, my parents are here, my girlfriend's here, my family, our friends are here, and just go out and celebrate with them, you know, be around the people I love, and you know, obviously fans and stuff like that, but, you know, just enjoy it as long as I can. But,
you took a couple losses at the World Cup. Did you ever waver in confidence?
You know, you have those kinds of tournaments sometimes. You know, I have no excuses. I went out there and got beat, you know, and that's how it goes sometimes, and, you know, but I knew that wasn't the Olympics, you know, and a lot of people may put stuff into that he can't win now. It means nothing, you know. That was a different tournament. This is a new tournament. I came to win this one. So, you know, that was past.
Sorry, Jake. No. As far as your performance at the World Cup, it wasn't what you wanted. What adjustments did you make from then, which wasn't very long ago, to now? You were on a pretty heavy cycle there of international tours. But what was the difference between the World Cup and your performance in training?
I get thrown to my back. I got thrown to my back a couple times, you know. You just make little adjustments, you know, nothing drastic, nothing big. Wrestling, once you get to this level, it's just little things, and just sticking to your plan. And, you know, I just practice on a lot of different things, you know, with stance and positioning and, you know, setups and shots and, you know, where I needed to be. And I stuck to the plan, and got me the gold medal. So.
When Jordan won his gold medal, he threatened to double leg the queen. Are you going to threaten any of the royal family now that you have a gold medal?
No. He's got a better double leg than me, so maybe ankle pick. So.
Jake, how did you get into wrestling? Is it a family thing? Is it your cousin?
My dad was a wrestler. My dad was a boxer, and he was a head coach at my high school in the 70s and 80s.
What's his name?
Steve Varner. And so he's a head coach in the 70s and 80s, and then got out. And my cousin's a head coach now, and was my coach. But he got me into it when I was a young age. He said I wanted to. I think they told me that I went up to him and said, hey, I want to go wrestle. So he took me down to junior practice.
What's your cousin's name?
My cousin is Andy Varner.
Can you beat them all?
Yeah, I go easy on them, because they're just little guys now. No. My dad would never step on the mat with me. He said he's scared to hurt me, so.
All right. Congratulations, Jake.